I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1315, The Trap of New Fads. My wonderful wife did it again. She sent me an article that was both challenging and convicting. I think she sees me all over the place, and maybe you'll see yourself there too. Before I tell you about that article, let me tell you about what it's pushing up against. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we can get so sucked up into the newest, latest, greatest that we forget the ancient ways. Articles like What's Working for Me Right Now, written by Kendra Nicole. The first thing Kendra points out is that we are in love with finding out how other people live their lives. Our crazy curiosity fuels the economy with books and articles and movies and blogs and more. And the part she hones in on is the habits that people have. For example, they might say, I shower at night, or I schedule an activity first thing in the morning to get me going, or I prep my meals ahead of time, or I clean clutter throughout the day, or I store snacks in mason jars. You get the idea. And we read that and we think, oh my, I bet I should start doing those things too if I'm going to have a healthy, happy, and hopeful life. Well, Josh Becker pushes back against that tendency. He writes, the internet has torn down traditional barriers where almost anybody can become an author, a guru, an expert, an influencer. There doesn't need to be a gatekeeper to publish your voice. Anybody can publish and teach whatever they know. There's an aspect of this that anybody can have a voice that gives pause. He calls it the, this just started working for me, wisdom. You see, in a world where anybody can publish their voice, there's constant pressure to stay relevant and not be replaced by the next cool thing. So you have to constantly discover something new. You try it out for a few days, and then you start talking about it. This just started working for me, wisdom. For instance, someone finds a new diet that seems miraculous, and it works for 2 weeks, and they tell the world about it. Or they hear about a new parenting technique that works wonders one Saturday afternoon, and they feel compelled to declare it a revolution in child rearing. But are people really testing these new quote-unquote discoveries? Is everyone allowing time to reveal whether these nuggets of wisdom have lasting value? Lasting wisdom takes time to discern, friends. The diet becomes unsustainable, and the 10 pounds lost in 2 weeks comes back with 5 more. The parenting hack that momentarily kept your child quiet leaves them feeling isolated in the long run. Meanwhile, the quote-unquote expert has moved on to the next lifestyle change that seems to be working and needs to be shared with everyone. And once again, you recognize it. You see it with investment tips, exercise routines, productivity hacks, natural remedies, relationship tips, spiritual advice, get-rich-quick schemes. The list goes on and on. There's a way to avoid this, he writes. We have a wealth of knowledge available to us that has stood the test of time. There are tried and true wisdom available to us if we just make the effort to go look, but it's probably not trending on Twitter or Reddit. We should listen to people who've lived more life than us, our grandparents, our elders, our spiritual leaders. They've seen a lot, and they have wisdom that stood up over time. We should study the lives of people we admire and ask them questions. Look for wisdom that has stood the test of time for multiple generations, not 2 weeks. At the end of the day, our lives are built on the choices we make and the things that we allow into our heart and mind and soul. Let's make room for wisdom that's been tested, that's been around the block a few times. If we do, I think we'll find our lives richer and fuller, and that's always the wise choice. What do you think? Here's the great question. What's the latest fad that you've fallen into? And are you ready to get out yet? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in a world filled with constant change and the allure of new trends and fads, I pray you would help us to follow the ancient paths of wisdom that have been laid out by your word and the teachings of Jesus. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Psalms 119 tells us. The Bible tells us to search for the ancient paths and follow them. I pray you would illuminate those paths. May they be paths of wisdom for us. May we not be swallowed up by the ever-swaying opinions and distractions of the world. Help us to prioritize the values and principles that you have set forth in your word, rather than chasing the newest fad and trends that may be popular on social media for just a little while. Grant us discernment to recognize what is true and enduring, and what is fleeting and empty. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1316. In the meantime, let's choose the ancient paths of the Lord, and let's avoid the trap of new fads.